We read the Word of God tonight from 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. We read the Word of God tonight from 2 Kings chapter 5. I sent the wrong information into the bulletin. It's 2 Kings chapter 5. And for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh
there
hath
is the whole
from
incident
sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time
in
the flesh for the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us
from
to have
man,
brought the will of the Gentiles.
That is not an incident
we walked in
unto itself,
lusts, excess
but is
wine,
related
revelings,
the main
subjects, an abominable idolatry
chapter, which is the cleansing
they
the
think and strain, that ye run not with them to the
as
same
a kind
excess
of contrast,
of rye, speaking evil of you,
to the grace of God that
who
is
shall
evident
give account
in the
of Naaman
and
the
Syrian,
ready to judge the quick.
I'm going
death
to mention that only briefly in the
for,
sermon.
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them
the
that are yet subject of
that they might be judged according to men in the flesh,
illustration,
but live.
So
let's
to
begin
God
to read
Spirit
at verse 1.
But the end of all
now
things
Naaman,
is at hand, captain of the host,
therefore
the king
sober,
of Syria,
watch unto prayer.
Was a great man with his master, and
above all things,
because
has by him
charity
the Lord
had
given deliverance unto
with
Syria.
Charity shall cover the multitude.
He was also
sin
a mighty man in valor, but
used
he was
hospitality
a leper
one to another without grudging.
The Syrians had gone out by company,
and every man
and had
brought
received
away
the gift
out of the land of Israel,
so
little
ministered
made
the same one to another,
and
as
she
good
waited on
Naaman's
life
grace of God.
And she said unto her,
if any man speak,
would God,
my Lord,
were
with
the
prophet
God
that is in Samaria,
if any man
would
minister,
recover him of his leprosy,
let him do it as of the ability
if one went
which
in
God
told
giveth
his Lord, saying, thus and thus,
God in
they,
all things
may be
glorified through Jesus Christ,
the king of Syria said, go to, go,
forever
I will
ever
send a letter unto the
amen
king of Israel.
And he departed,
beloved,
and took with him
10 talents
strange,
of silver, and
6,000 pieces
trial,
of gold,
which is to
10 changes of raiment.
As though
he brought the letter to the king of Israel,
saying,
now,
but
this letter is come unto thee, behold,
as much as
I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee,
that
thou mayest
glory
recover him of his leprosy.
He may be glad also with exceeding
pass when the king of Israel had read the letter.
If he be reproached,
he rent his
clothes
name of Christ,
and said, am
happy
I God
to kill and to make alive?
Of glory and
that
of
this
God
resteth
upon you
unto me to recover a man of
their part.
He is evil
wherefore
spoken
consider,
of,
I pray you,
but on your part,
see how
he
seeketh
to quarrel against me.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer,
Elisha,
or as a
man
thief
of God,
or as an evil doer.
King of Israel had rent his
busy
clothes
in other men's matters.
He sent to the king, saying, yet,
wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes?
Let him not
let him
be
come
ashamed
now to me.
But let him glorify God on this behalf
as a prophet in Israel.
For the time is come that judgment.
So Naaman came
with
his horses
and with his chariot.
And if
and
it is first begin
at
us,
of the house
what
of
shall
Elisha
the end of them that obey not
and
the gospel of God?
Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying,
and if the righteous
wash in
Jordan
saved
7 times,
where shall the ungodly and
shall
the
come
sinner
again
appear?
To thee,
and thou shalt be clean.
Wherefore, let them that
but
suffer
Naaman
according to the will of God commit
went
the
away
of
and
their
said,
souls
behold,
to him.
I thought,
well-doing.
He will surely come out to me and stand,
creator,
call on the name of the Lord his God, and
thus
strike his hand over
the holy
place,
and divine
and recover the leper.
Is our text tonight.
Are not Abana, Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all
but
the waters
the
of Israel?
Of all things, as
may I not wash in them and be clean?
Be ye therefore
so
sober,
he turned,
and went
and
away in a rage
unto prayer.
And his servants came near, and spake unto him, and said, my father,
beloved in
the
Lord
Jesus
bid
Christ,
do some great thing.
God has
brought not have done it,
you and me,
how much
and
rather
this congregation,
thee,
through another
clean
year.
Then
and
he went down
we gather
and dipped
the last
day,
7 day
of the
year
Jordan,
to worship
according
him
to the
and
same
to give him
of
man of
God.
For his
and
faithfulness
his came
to
again
us like unto the flesh of a
and as
child
we do so, we may look back
clean
at the past
he returned
year
to the man
the
of
Christian
God
may
he
and properly and
all
does
company
at times reflect
and he said
on what has transpired
behold,
in his life
now I know
in the past
that there is no God
even
in all
the
goes
earth
back a year
but in Israel
and then
now, therefore,
that year
I pray thee,
as we reflect
take the blessing of thy servant
we will see
but he said,
that there was
as
joy
the Lord liveth
before whom
and
I stand
there was sorrow
I will receive none
there was laughter
and he urged him to take
and there was
but he
sadness
refused.
There were successes.
Oh, they're not then.
This
I pray
or that aspect of our life, two mule burden of earth. Painful.
Thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice.
There was struggle,
unto gods, but
toil,
unto the Lord.
Pain.
In this thing, the
and
Lord
there were times when things
servant,
seemed to fly along very
when
easily.
When my master goeth into the house of Rimmon,
there were births,
worship there,
and
he
there were
deaths. On my hands, and I bow myself
there were marriages,
in the house of Rimmon,
and there were the tearing asunder.
I bow down myself in the house
the
of
marriage
Rimmon,
bond by the
Lord,
death.
Pardon thy servant,
one of the spouses.
And he said unto
Scripture,
him, go
itself speaks of these rhythms.
And he departed with him.
In our lives,
a little way.
When the wise preacher said,
Gehazi,
the congregation,
the servant of Elisha, the man
there
of God,
is
said,
to everything a season.
My master
and
has
purpose.
Spared Naaman the Syrian.
There is a time
not
to die,
receiving at his hand,
and a time to be born, time to plant.
But as the Lord liveth,
up,
I will run after him.
Time to build, and
the
time
him.
To tear down.
So Gehazi
time
followed
to make
after
war,
him,
and the time to make
Naaman
peace.
Saw him running after him,
time
and
to love,
down from his chariot,
the time to hate.
Is all well.
There is a time.
And he said, all is well.
Speak.
My master has
a time
me, saying, behold, even
be
now there be come to me.
Have
from
we
Mount
not experienced
Ephraim,
that?
Two young men of
as
the sons
time
of
now
prophets.
Marches forward.
Give them, I pray, thee, a talent of silver
with it
and two changes of garments.
And that's the other thing.
Naaman
when
said,
you look back,
be content, take two
you
talents.
Will see that
and
time
he urged him and bound two
flies.
Talents of silver in two bags.
And in the flying
two
of time,
of garments,
as you look back,
laid them
because
two of
it flies.
Servants. And they bear
you'll also
before
see
him.
That there is
when he came to
much
the tower,
sin
he took them from their
on our part,
and bestowed them in the house.
And all the scenes,
let the men go,
situations,
and
circumstances
he went in and
that
before
we
master,
see as we reflect.
Elisha said unto
what has
him,
transpired in our life, what we see
thou,
from us,
Hazai,
is sin.
And he said, thy servant went
weakness,
no whither.
Unfaithfulness.
Him, went not my
regrets,
heart with thee.
Maybe there is even a picture
turned again from his chariot
that you have
thee.
That you can't even look at.
A time to
because
receive
the
money.
The picture only reminds
you.
Receive
garments
of your own.
And olive sin. Yards and vineyards.
We pass our days.
And oxen. And men servants.
Here below.
And maid servants.
In sin.
The leprosy therefore.
And so when we look back.
Shall cleave unto
and
thee.
And we cannot look
not
back without this
forever.
When we look back.
And he went out.
We must be mindful of God's
as white as snow.
Faithfulness.
God, the reading of the Holy
in His great love,
Scripture, our text is
in His grace and His mercy
that we read,
in His kindness toward us, was with us,
beloved in
all
the Lord Jesus Christ.
The events of the text
that we read take place
sins.
During the reign.
He was with us.
One of Ahab's
the greatness
wicked sons.
There are a
of
number
of
reasons
why I say that.
He was with us
with regard
in the overflowing goodness
of the text, first of all,
of his divine being.
That it happened
so that
during the reign of one of Ahab's wicked sons
in our salvation.
Is clear from the reaction
another
of the king to the request
that also
of Naaman
must come to mind.
That reaction
we reflect on
the
time
spineless
at its end.
And wicked,
whether
sons
it was
of Ahab,
in sickness
better.
Or in health, whether
and
a fruitful year or a barren, whether in riches
son.
Or poverty, in whatever
secondly,
situation that
I
we
say
found
that
ourselves,
because
we found ourselves
the alienation,
God,
even acrimony
in every situation
that is evident in the text
good.
Between the king and the prophet, and
so
is more characteristic
old years
of the
night,
reign of Ahab and his sons than
of Jehu that we
and
consider tonight.
His son.
Calls us,
besides,
not only
there is
back,
the consideration that is evident in the text
of Israel in retreat on all fronts.
Without also
that happened
forward.
During the reign of
the
Ahab and
calls
his sons,
not
merely
Israel
to reflect, hard pressed,
but to look
by
up
the Syrians
to
Naaman
look away
was pummeling
from
Israel.
World.
And to look
in the
and
name
hope
of the king of Syria
for one
as
that
his
is
armies
come.
Repeatedly
the end of the year,
the armies,
the turning
of the
calendar,
of
the stopping
Israel
of the clock
that happened
with 2015,
God was
the turn
to 2016,
the wicked
apostasy
must remind you too,
of Ahab
and help but remind
his sons
of the end of the world.
That also indicates
the end of the year reminds us of the end of the
spiritual climate,
the end
of
all Israel,
and the coming
during
of the age,
which
this miracle
that
took
will
place.
Be. It was a time of
and that is the
astounding
main
apostasy
theme of the text that we consider.
Baal
tonight.
Worship
there is an age
had been officially
that
put
is
away
coming,
indeed,
since Mount
the
Carmel,
text
but Baal worship
us
lived
that
on
that age
in the hearts
is very near.
in the lives,
behold,
and in
Peter,
the secret
chambers of all
of
things,
the houses
is
of the people of
at
Israel.
Hand.
Besides that, there was the worship of the golden calves that
we
continued look
back
unabated
and
Dan,
forward.
And
we also consider the nearness
for that apostasy.
Of the end.
God judged.
Let us
the nation consider this judge
them
especially
nearness
by giving the nation into the hand
end
of their enemies.
Notice first
King
of all the end of all things.
Notice
secondly
Syria.
Its nearness.
That apostasy
finally,
too,
the proper
is evident
attitude
in
that
the
is
text
required.
Typified in
behold,
the head,
says
of
the apostle,
nation,
the end
and
of all things
and
is at hand. When the apostle
whose
speaks unbelieving
of the end of all
despair,
things,
the apostle means the end of this present
the
age
from the king of Assyria,
as you and I know
that
it,
he should heal this
and therefore the end of everything that is in this present age.
And that apostasy,
when the scripture here then says
all
things,
the, text,
the scripture
when
speaks
Elisha
comprehensively and without
the king
any
of Israel,
limit,
absolutely
pointed
exhaustively,
wherefore
hast
thou
rent
thy
clothes?
Why
the
despair
in heaven?
In the
send
earth
it to me.
And under the earth.
The force of that
of
is
all things
though
as God
you do not
originally created them in the beginning.
And though the nation
the
of heaven
of heaven
not
in heaven, and the earth that is beneath
God,
and the waters
Jehovah
and the dry
is
land
God,
and the
yet
trees
there is a prophet of
and
Jehovah
the animals
in Israel.
All things as God made them good and those things now as they exist under the curse.
For man fell in the beginning.
He brought the entire creation under
the
curse of God so that that creation exists now under the wrath and the curse
of
God,
of
like a great weight pressing upon it, the creation
because
continues to exist.
Naaman,
that creation as it exists
was Assyrian
under the curse. The point of
Rome
the text is not merely that a
leper was cleansed
and the rebellion.
But what
Satan
is
Naaman
remarkable in the text,
the Garden of Eden, all
is
that
a
Syrian
idol worshipping
shall end.
God-denying leper was cleansed
of all things. Is
it was to Israel that the promises were given.
It means then
it was in Israel that
time
Jehovah revealed himself as the God of Abraham
of
and of Isaac
reminds us
and of Jacob.
Of the end
and
of time.
It was now to
of the
Israel
end of our life
that God
when
reveals
our time will
the
cease
character of
his
grace
end of the
and his
world
promise.
Too.
As
not
great
time
and
as
promise
such, you understand.
Time as such
is
no
respecter
end
of persons.
For time too must be lifted
and that
up.
Grace
time must
and
be glorified
and
perfected.
Upon
so that time,
a
as the condition of creaturely existence, may bear the weight of eternal glory.
Reference
time too
has to
this
be glorified.
Incident.
So that
in
time
Luke
can go on
4,
and on
27
without
end.
In rebuke of time
Israel's
as we know it.
Apostasy in his day.
Time
he says there were many lepers
since the beginning in the
beginning. Israel during the time of Elijah.
God
the
made
prophet,
the heaven and the earth.
And God
of them created
healed,
time to be the creaturely
Naaman,
condition,
the Syrian
of all creaturely existence.
That was
to
a
everything.
Rebuke
there is a time of Israel's
apostasy,
time as it is composed of seconds.
And that was also a revelation.
And minutes and hours and weeks
of
and months and years.
Elisha's
years
God
pile up. Into
the God who is
centuries
salvation,
and the centuries pile up.
Elisha's
into
God who is
salvation
pile up
is a
epochs,
God who
saves
not only the Jew,
6,000
Gentile too.
Now
time,
and that's good
has
news.
Had that function
to hold up,
and
to carry all me things, and
cutting
all
time of the natural branches
for time to end.
There are wild branches
is at hand.
Wild olive trees that are grafted into the living
everything
trunk
that time support
Jesus Christ
will come crashing
who are
down
saved.
That's demonstrated too.
The universe as we
in
know
text
it.
The sun
so
will be darkened,
tonight,
the moon will not give her light, the
cleansing
stars
of
will
Naaman
fall from
the
heaven.
Syrian.
Let us
the mountains will
all
fall, the valleys
that
will be rent.
Secondly, the means,
the rivers,
that,
the oceans, the trees, the beasts, and the birds,
result
every single creature
will end.
And man.
Naaman.
Man
was a great
man in
his temporal
earthly, creaturely existence.
From every point of view.
With all that man,
Naaman was an
had
important
lived through
military
all those seconds
man
in those
the nation of Syria,
months,
the nation
years,
of Syria
at that
time.
All that man has done, all that man has fought and written and accomplished
the highest
will end
beneath the king.
In the hierarchy
will be swept away
of the kingdom
shaken
of Syria.
Destroyed.
Besides that, Naaman was an honorable
so that
man.
So the end is a kind of conclusion.
He was highly esteemed by the king of Assyria.
Drawing
Syria,
to a close. And like the
year draws
he
to a
was
close,
a kind
so
of father
history.
To his people.
Will draw to a close.
It was he
and in that end
who had masterminded
the like
victory
the death throes
of the Syrian
of some
army
gigantic
over the
beast.
Israelite
army.
The creation will
he
shake
himself
too.
Humble
was not a map-making general. But he was
violently,
a fighting general.
Wildly, seemingly,
he didn't back in his tent
with
uncontrollable,
a mighty man of valor.
Naaman was renowned in
the
nation. The
angels will blow
not only
trumpet.
For his prowess in generalship,
nations,
but his prowess with the
nation
sword.
Will rise against
this
nation,
man
and
kingdom
fight.
Against
kingdom.
Not insignificant
the gospel
either,
will
for
have
his
gone
greatness
to the ends of the earth
is
gathered
the
out the last
indication
of, God's
of his enormous
calling
well.
Into repentance.
That's natural.
Safely
considering
tucking
his
position
them
within the fold
nation,
of
we
Jesus
would
Christ.
Think that Naaman, because
shepherds
he was
abound,
second in command, would accumulate
say, lo, here is Christ, and lo, there is Christ.
Whoa.
Don't believe them.
And that large
love
wealth
of many
is evident
in the king's ransom
because of iniquity
that he takes
in order to
pay for
abound.
His healing in the nation of Israel.
And
10 talents of
one.
Silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10
whom
changes
great red dragon will give
great
his
this man
was
and
his
power
and his
belonging
authority.
To the greatness
and like a great
beast
was
his
character
out of a sea of nations
character
of
that
all the
is
kingdoms of the
clearly
world
on display
in the text
give him
not only
their
did
power
Naaman have a
and their glory
intellect,
and they shall worship him
an intellect that
except
is
those
responsible
whose names are written
for his
Lamb's Book of Life.
Victories on the battlefield.
With him will come
not
trouble.
Only was Naaman an ambitious man,
trouble
which
such
is
as the church has
responsible
never seen.
For his climbing
you'll
the
wear
rungs
out the saints
of
with a great
power
tribulation
in
with
hierarchy.
Him. Will come off
the
vials
was
of
a
the
large
wrath of God
hearted
and the
man
will come out of the temple of God.
That
and
is
take
clear
their bowls
in the
of God's wrath and pour
the
them out.
The text even
upon
emphasizes that fact
so that
wicked
Naaman,
Babylon.
That's clear.
Kingdom of the beast.
From the
come crashing
response
down upon itself,
of the little servant
breaking up that
girl,
kingdom.
And his power and
to Naaman's leprosy.
With terrible
this was
plague.
A little girl that Naaman
nations
took
will be gathered to Armageddon.
Captive.
In one of
the sun will
raids,
be darkened. And the moon will not
the
give
kingdom
her light.
Of Israel
stars
now.
Will fall from heaven.
And he
and then
took
will
her
be
as his
that
last
and he made her the maid
and most
of his
glorious
wife.
Sign.
When he got leprosy,
son of man in
she
the
didn't want him dead.
And all his
he
magnificent power and glory revealing
nice
the
man.
Truth that in him dwells all the fullness
and
of the
Godhead
bodily.
Who are under him.
And every eye
although
will see.
They approach him cautiously.
Even they that pierced
my father.
At the
he'll declare himself judge.
The aroused
of the
spirit
of
Naaman.
Nevertheless.
And he will shake the heavens and the earth.
Wished him to be
seen. See in the dry land.
They liked.
And all Naaman. Nations will shake.
And even
desire
after Naaman was healed
shall come.
There is an indication of the largeness
yes.
of his heart.
Of all
in the profuseness of his hand. Giving. In thanksgiving for
seemingly
the healing that he had received. Regeneration renews a man's
rather,
heart. But regeneration
closely,
turns
minutely,
the natural characteristics that God gives to a man
control.
To a new purpose.
For the
it was evident that Naaman was a kindly
Peter
spirit.
Says,
the goal
big-hearted
of all
man.
Things
is at hand.
What more?
God shakes
could man
the heavens and the earth,
the sea and the dry
the
land,
warrior,
and all nations
wealthy,
in order that that which cannot be shaken
might
powerful,
endure.
Well established.
The creation that God made.
Well liked.
The creation that God made in the beginning with Adam in the garden.
The creation
but
of
Naaman
Noah and the creation of Abraham and our creation too is merely a gigantic
add
up all his accomplishments
that
God has erected in order
and
that by means of that scaffold and through
that
scaffold
the house of God, eternal
and
in the heavens,
them all.
May be built. We can imagine that man, this world, in a hard condition,
isn't designed to be everlasting.
Well, this world was never erected in the beginning
and
to be the goal.
Face, the first.
This world was
shiny
made in the beginning to pass away. That God would roll up the heavens like
leprosy.
A scroll. Made all of Naaman's greatness.
Never was the purpose.
Vanity.
That's the carnal doctrine.
He wasn't Naaman
anymore.
The worldly doctrine of common grace.
The mighty general.
It's no wonder.
He wasn't Naaman
that
the wealthy.
Where that doctrine
he
wasn't Naaman
flourishes.
The powerful. There world Naaman the leper flourishes.
And he would end his life.
No wonder that where that doctrine
a broken
flourishes. Discarnality flourishes.
And a loathsome man.
Because common grace says
leprosy
God has a goal with this creation.
The biblical disease.
His goal is here.
That was most feared.
In an earthly kingdom.
In the ancient world.
With an earthly culture. The disease would manifest
an
itself.
An earthly horizon.
As a
but
white
Peter says,
mealy
the end of all things is at hand.
Or spot located beneath
the
goal
surface
is coming
of the skin.
The goal on account of which God will
spot
the world
would spread rapidly.
Over
the
world entire
body
it
or
exists,
extremity
has existed from the beginning.
And as the
leprosy come to an end,
continue
and
to develop into
the house
ray
that God has
built,
would break out into oozing masses
be revealed.
Of broken flesh.
The
and
goal.
While that leprosy progressed on the inside, it also progressed on the out, the,
God's
the inside,
covenant.
So that the disease
it
would
is God
ravage
the
cell
organs.
And the body
with
cavity
the covenant
and
God,
the bones
God and
the
marrow,
in Christ,
all the
soft with
whom
God made the covenant personally and individually as His own chosen, elect, and precious man.
Off.
It is God in Christ
a corrupting
as God incorporates His elect
revolting
people into Christ Jesus
and
makes them His bride and His body.
No one but
and
God
as they will be given
could cure the leper.
A new heaven and
without
a new
a direct
earth to be
act of
their
God,
eternal bone.
The inevitable result of leprosy was death. That's
that
the reason
was the name
all things
of a leper
exist.
Too. He was walking death.
That's the reason that God made
he was
all
a dead
things
man
in the
already.
Beginning.
God didn't make Eden.
Death only
so that
had
Eden
to complete
could last.
Its work
God
upon
made
him.
Eden to tumble to the ground,
and the
to
stench
fall,
of death
to have an angel and a flaming sword installed at the door so that man could
that
never
disease.
Go back to Eden. If God
loathsome.
Wanted an earthly kingdom, He would
virulent,
have made Eden last.
And incurable is the biblical picture of sin.
For this purpose,
the leprous man,
the revelation of God's purpose in Christ Jesus,
the sinner,
the revelation of eternal house, an eternal kingdom, and an eternal
the leprosy teaches about sin.
It's the reason that all things continue as
sin
they have. Renders
God
all
upholds
of
all
man's accomplishments
because in this
vain.
Creation
He has determined
well,
that
man
the creation
can be
will be
like
stage
was
upon
a
which
great
he accomplishes
vain.
The wonder of redemption.
He might be brilliant
and out of that fallen humanity.
Powerfully
he might gather
active
his
in
own
the world.
Precious and
electric.
He may have a brilliant mind. He may have many accomplishments.
That's
he
the
may
reason
be a bright scientist.
Things.
He may be
must
a
end.
Powerful, gifted athlete.
The world must
he
end.
May have a penetrating intellect.
So that the eternal covenant of
pile
God
up all of man's accomplishments. List
so
them all. Think of all the great
that
things
God has
that man
made
can
may
do.
Stand
and that
in
man
all
can
of its
be.
Glory
and then
and beauty
add one word.
The praise of His name.
But
and
He
the
is
praise
a sinner.
Of His Son
and the perfection and enjoyment of salvation by His
and you undo all of man and His accomplishments.
That's the goal from eternity.
Evaluate
God determined that
with the power
to kill
both the body and the soul.
That's the goal of all history.
Man is loathsome.
That's the goal of all things.
Righteous and offensive.
That is the goal of Eden the first. That's the goal of Adam
sin.
And Eve. That was the goal of the fall.
Sin makes man.
That's the goal of this
nothing.
Creation and everything that's in it, everything that ever has existed,
and
will exist, or is done
is
in this creation
fearsome.
Serves that
power of corruption. Just like that leprosy.
Sin
all
is
things,
not merely
God.
In an act, but sin
what's
is
grown?
A power.
and
that
travail,
when it manifests itself in a man,
labor and strain,
it takes
and
over that entire man inside and out. It devours that man.
Moment, for the revelation
corrupts that
God's
totally
eternal house
and completely.
Behold,
and turns that man into
the end
a
of
heap
all things
of depraved,
is at hand,
disfigured, and stinking
humanity.
The earthly clock, which has been
nothing but
away
a loathsome stench,
second by second for 6,000+ years. That earthly later clock, like the clocks in
that
some gigantic
power,
nuclear explosion, stops in that man's life, controls that man's life, and all his characteristics.
The clock of eternity will begin.
That sin, too, is the death of man.
Never to end. Behold,
the condition
the end
of the
all
sinner
things
is not
hand
one of vibrant, vigorous
it
life
is at hand,
but his condition is one of death.
The particular feature.
He exists really as a
Peter
dead man walking.
Commands that the church.
He has
draw
the sentence of death on him.
Is the nearness.
He has the power of
the
death working in him. And
the
nearness
of
that
the end
man can only be
death.
Is not immediately apparent.
Death
now.
Death eternally.
Faith. Believe.
The fear of wrath
according
of God
to the word of God.
Against sin.
That the end is near. The conclusion that the end is near, then, is not something
is
that
incurable
man can arrive at after his investigation of the world. It
the
isn't even
doctor
something that man can arrive at
will
when man looks around and sees
cure
the upheavals in yes the creation. When man sees the wars
the
and the rumors of wars, the pestilences, the terrorizing that goes
unravel
on in the world. When man sees yes all of the evil, man does not
no
come to the conclusion
that man
the end
invent
is near will overcome.
He doesn't do that.
Eradicate or do away.
He says, lo, all things continue
no
as they
money
have from the
either
beginning
can buy a cure.
The brightest
this, they are willingly ignorant that God
the
destroyed the world once before. Nothing but a direct act of God.
And man begins to investigate the world. We'll
he looks at the
sin
world and the upheavals and he says, we can fix this.
God saved.
He digs in the dirt. He says,
God,
lo, the world has existed for billions of years, and it'll exist for billions more.
From his leprosy.
That the end is near.
That devastating news.
The revelation of God
at the home of Naaman.
Behold, the
like
end of all things is at hand.
A little Jewish girl was there. One of the
spoils of
that
Naaman's raids. And that little Jewish girl exclaimed, oh, that my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria.
What does it mean that
the world's end
is at
hand? Faith was in that little girl.
Even if we reject the unbelieving conclusion
and that
of the evolutionist and of the world,
yet the world has lasted for 2,000 years
of Naaman, and
the
whole
court
of the
king of Syria was turned upside
down. And some
say when the apostle
slave
ran to Naaman to tell Naaman, and Naaman ran to the king of Syria.
The
king of Syria
the end was very
said,
near,
Naaman,
but
go
the world
to now,
existed
go, and I will
long
send letters.
He wrote
and he wrote the letter of introduction for Naaman,
but I say
the king
it's
of
the word
Israel,
of God. The word of God
tell the king of Israel
the apostle
to cure
Peter
his servant
mistaken
from his leprosy. And Naaman departed with his letter, and his king's
the
ransom
apostle
of
Peter
gold
himself
and silver
may have understood
garments
these words.
He
differently
shows up in
the
court. The apostle
of
Peter
the king
may
of
have
Israel
thought the end was a whole lot nearer than the end has
the letter
decided
the king of Israel
turned out
consternation
to be. Accuser
regardless of what Peter
Israel
thought,
looking
the
for
what is
the cause
of war
mean
against him.
When
the
because
Holy
no one
can cure
inspired Peter to
man
write
from
words
leprosy
to the church. To warn the
and
church,
then comes
to
a
tell
messenger
the church,
the
end
the prophet
is at hand. Let him come to me now.
The text,
he
shall
does
know
it
that
mean
there is a prophet and a God.
That the end of all things can happen at any moment. That is not what the word means.
Naaman arrived
the Reformed
there
believer
the house
and the Reformed church,
of the
in their understanding
Elisha
of the nearness of the end, reject
and all
out
his
of
wealth
him
and all his servants
to be cleansed.
The idea
certainly
that
the end the can happen
will
at
come
any
out
moment
to him.
And the Reformed
with
creed rejects the Bible
kind
of fawning upon this great Syrian general.
That's
will
the idea of the
pay
end
homage to his accomplishments
favored by
greatness
the Moody Bible Institute.
To All Is Well.
By the Left Behind series of books.
To His Right.
And by the premillennial dispensationalism of John Nelson Darby.
The prophet never comes.
That is a heretical idea of the end.
He sends a servant.
Go and wash. The idea that the end
in Jordan
can happen at any moment is the teaching of the Moody Bible Institute and the Left Behind series and John Nelson Darby.
His honor is slighted
because they taught the heresy of a rapture.
Offended.
His magnificence unacknowledged.
The Lord would come for
besides
His saints
the
in a
secret
rapture of the church.
A rapture that could happen at any moment as you're driving your
car, driving an airplane.
In Jordan
or
cooking in your house, then secretly
and
muddy
and speaking
at any moment.
Israel.
The end.
Are not Abaddon, Pharpar,
the rivers of Syria better than all the waters of Israel? The end of all things. Surely this prophet doesn't come that way. Should have acknowledged him.
That denies
the whole
Syria.
Reality that there are signs.
And had
of
his
the
God
end,
acknowledge him
given
too,
to the church so that the
who
church
had beaten
could
him
see them
many times
observe them on the battlefield. The end of
he
all things will
rage.
Not happen tonight.
Syria.
The end of all things will not happen tomorrow.
And cautiously.
The end of all things, I dare say, will not happen in a week,
the few
a month,
in general,
or perhaps even a year,
and suggest
maybe years.
That if he were willing to do some great thing,
that
the prophet, for instance, had said that Naaman ought to traverse the circle of the earth, Naaman would have done it.
And certainly
if
then,
the prophet had said to do some great thing, why not?
Out of hand.
Going
the heretical idea of the end of the post-millennialist who says that the end that Peter talked about has already happened. The end
men
is not only at hand, but the end has happened. And now
on
we only have to look forward to the great advance
huge
of civilization and of the Christian church and of the kingdom of God and the
miseries,
world. All of which are
because
caused
the end
by
happened
sin.
When the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
He never finds it in himself to repent.
The end happened when Nero persecuted
would
the church.
He would rather die and go to hell
than repent.
To the post-millennialist, the end has not only
never turns around.
Not at hand, but the end has already happened.
Naaman turned.
But in that,
God had already started to work
Peter.
In the heart of Naaman.
For Peter does not say that the end
that
raging
had
Syrian
but at the end is at hand.
That God stopped him there.
And
when
Peter
says,
to
you and to
me
and to the
chosen.
Church of all ages, the end is at hand.
Mysteriously and ineffably,
God
Peter
turned
him
that
around.
The end,
this
God brought him back.
Grand culmination.
The waters of Jordan.
And that's
Syrian
the next
into the waters
event.
Of Jordan. In God's
he
calendar.
He the first time in nothing.
And the second
that
time
wasn't true when God made the world.
And the third time in
the
nothing.
End was not the next
and four,
event.
And five. And six.
When God made the world,
the
world
time,
of God had to pass through
when
the great
event
waters
of the
fall.
Jordan from his eyes. And he looked down.
And when
his
man had fallen and been driven out of the garden, then the world and man had to pass through
cleansed.
The great events
a thorough,
of the
a complete,
age before the
miraculous
flood,
cleansing.
When men were giants in the earth,
a cleansing in which that
not
then
only
the world had to pass
decent.
Through the great event of the
but
flood,
that
and the world,
leprous,
the watery
world of
Noah
was
that
destroyed,
and
the
fiery
world
that
we inhabit
Naaman
now came into being.
Was made to be like the skin of a little baby, brand new,
the calendar
with not
turned
a mark
with
on
Abraham.
It. And turned again
that
with
that Naaman went into the
turned
waters
they came out of Egypt and turned in the
a dying
wandering and turned.
Meg
came out when they
entered
into the land of Canaan and turned again with the reign of David.
God cleansed
the calendar of God
there.
Was turning. The clock of his plan of redemption was ticking, tick,
not only
tick,
was Naaman
tick,
cleansed from his leprosy,
Naaman was cleansed from his sin
there suddenly
beneath the waters of Jordan. That
the
proud, pompous, ugly, idolatrous unbeliever went into the water.
And the last hour had come.
And a believer
the clock struck 11.
Humble.
He
and
came
thankful.
Lowly
and meek,
came out.
The suffering servant of Jehovah.
Naaman's affliction.
Was crucified.
Dead,
wasn't
buried.
Ultimately that disease of
he
leprosy, but Naaman's affliction
he
was what
up
that
into heaven,
disease
poured
represented.
Out his spirit upon the church.
Namely,
and
Naaman's
there is
sin.
Only 1 hour.
Leprosy left. Would have led to a miserable temporal existence, a miserable temporal death.
One
the sin of Naaman.
Of the clock.
Have led to a miserable eternal
the
existence.
Clock will strike
a miserable
eternal death.
The calendar of God will turn.
Naaman was cleansed from sin there.
Beneath Jordan's
hands.
Then.
Means
that's what the cleansing from leprosy represents, too.
Not only that it's
cleansing of that
event,
sinner from
but it
sin.
Means that everything
God
in the creation
has
this
the salvation
in,
of the sinner
in itself. This man about whom
with
you may
pile
up the
single-minded determination.
If you add one word, sinner,
all
negates
things
them all.
Bend.
God cures him
from his
sin. So that like a gigantic river that at its
he
beginning was
him
spread
from
out,
sin.
God
a wide
meandering core.
When
he
entered
the heart of
that
sinner,
that river
now, the new
at the coming
of Christ,
mysterious,
he came in his
and
flesh and came lowly
and
takes
up that
sinner
river
who is
compressed
member of the perishing race of Adam and grafts that sinner into
and
Jesus
that
river
Christ
now
makes him
is
new.
rushing. That's what
God
it means.
God cleanses
the
sinner
from
the
his sin when
him.
God turns the sinner around. Turns that sinner
like
around
tsunami.
From the way that the sinner chooses.
That's been spotted on the horizon.
Way of rage against God. A way of rejecting God's word. A way of sin and a way of certain
and
death.
The waters rise
God
up
turns.
Higher and higher and higher. Until
God cleanses
all
the sinner.
Things in the eternal.
God also cleanses the sinner from his guilt.
It is here. With the coming
having
of Christ.
Having regenerated him. Turned him around.
Quickly.
Takes away his guilt.
It does so.
The guilt on account of which?
Because Christ,
the sinner, is
himself
under
end.
The power of sin.
Cleanses him from
he
guilt.
He fills his days.
And he makes him free.
And his nights. To pack
give
in
all his sins.
Absolutely everything.
Takes away his iniquity.
That must transpire. Puts to him
before
perfect
he can take his bride, Jesus Christ,
to their eternal home.
Declares heaven. Him worthy life.
The end of all things is at
God
hand.
God cleanses his people too.
And when
and
the clock
erupting
strikes midnight
of sin
and the calendar turns,
sin
which
turn
has the power
again
to dominate and to destroy the sinner,
how
destroy
sad.
His life, destroy him temporally and destroy him eternally.
For the world
sin is God's not curse on the sinner.
God
for the man
him.
Who has his heart fixed on the
that
world,
corrupting power,
and on the things
that
here
sin
below,
no longer has the power to dominate.
For the man whose horizons extend no farther
to destroy
than
the light
this world of that sinner,
he makes him new.
The man whose plans vibrantly new
don't reach out
beyond his own lifetime,
alive with the resurrection,
whose fulfillment
is found
the
here
eternal
below.
Life. Jesus Christ.
This is a terrible announcement.
Never ever to seek again. That man lives his life
sin
on God's scaffolding
to live.
And
the
there in the scaffolding, that man builds his house.
God cleanses.
And when God tears the scaffolding down,
sinner,
he tears the man down
from sin.
And the man's house down. And the man's
God
life cleanses
down
sinner
with the ends
from sin
of all things.
Like he cleansed
that man
from his leprosy
is insane,
the text
by
says.
By particular means.
When the text says, be sober,
as
important
is
contrasting that implicitly
as is the truth that
the
God
cleanses
from sin
of that man.
Sobriety
the truth of the
is
text
mental soundness.
The means that God uses
thinking right
to cleanse
judging right
from sin.
And that man is
the
insane
means
is the reality
like
of which the means
at cleansing Naaman in his leprosy
of
was
the building
tight
of a glorious mansion.
Naaman was cleansed from his
with
leprosy
the scaffolding all around it
that
by washing
is busy
in the Jordan River
up and down
the rungs
to
of
the
word
scaffold
of the man of
not
God
not to build on
that
the mansion
was the means but to build on the scaffolding.
The text itself emphasizes this.
He takes his load of bricks up.
Verse 10
where
and
Elijah
himself says
he
by
begins
his
to
servant,
pile those bricks and mortar
up on
Jordan
the seven
times.
He builds himself a house.
Thy flesh shall come again to
he
thee.
He builds
clean
himself a house
the
and he gives himself a wife.
The
and
means
has children there on
is the water of the Jordan River.
This is
he never peeks in the
that
window
is this means is what irritated
and enraged
or
Naaman.
Or ask the builders who are bustling around.
Are not the waters of Abinon far
far? What's going
on
in the house?
That is in the waters of Jordan
that is being built, because he's concerned only with the scaffolding.
This is what the text in the actual history indicates.
He climbs up and down.
When in verse 14,
he builds himself an impressive life there on that scaffolding.
Naaman was cleansed,
and he laughs and
after
jokes
dipping in the river Jordan,
those who are working on
the
mansion
word
and going in and out of
the
mansion.
Man of God. That they're silly.
The means of Naaman's
they
cleansing then
work with
was
him
not the prophet
on the scaffolding. The prophet,
you can say
is
about that
related
Naaman,
to Naaman's cleansing.
He
but
must
the prophet
be
is not the means of Naaman's cleansing.
Or
the prophet never came
drunk
out.
That's what irritated Naaman.
That's the other possibility that the text
prophet did
about
not go with Naaman.
When the text
to the
says,
river,
be sober and watch,
prophets
only
watch,
spoke,
don't be drunk.
Neither was
be
the
smart
means to cleanse Naaman
and stop drinking.
Some inherent power.
He must be drunk.
In the waters of the Jordan
insane
River. A kind of
he climbs up and down the scaffolding.
Working by their
to build
own
his
power
house on the scaffolding. He must have had too much
he
to drink.
He just himself said. Do such a
referencing
foolish
the incident of Naaman.
There
thing
were many lepers in Israel. And none of them was cleansed.
So
Naaman, the Syrian.
Who is,
if there was some power in the waters of
the man
Jordan
who
River,
builds
surely
in the world,
there have been lepers left and right,
is either
dipping in the waters of the Jordan River
or
seven
drunk
times to cleanse themselves of their leprosy.
He's drunk
on the word.
Rather,
don't think the means to
that the text
heal
is only
Naaman
talking about the drunk
was the promise
the drug addict
of
or
God
the derelict
given it through
isn't
the prophet.
When the text
as
said,
that promise was attached to
the
waters of the Jordan River
to man.
All Elisha
men
said, as the
all
spokesman
men
who build
the prophet
anything,
and as the man of God,
apart from
the
mansion,
one authorized to say so, and through
build
whom
on
God
the scaffolding,
spoke, who make the scaffolding
go
their wash,
who go up and down free the scaffolding and busy themselves with the scaffolding,
and
they
by
are
the power of that word,
the promise of God. The waters
of
Jordan
you one more
cleansed
thing about that man
Naaman of his leprosy.
Not only is he insane or drunk,
he also
at reality
pray. The text connects all those things.
Of his cleansing in
be
the Jordan
sober
River, according to the saying
watch
of the man of God, is the cleansing
prayer
of Naaman by the blood of Christ from his sin.
The drunkard.
Now,
the waters
the
of Jordan
drunkard
represent the blood of Christ.
Never prays.
He can't pray.
Blood of Christ that rolls
that's always
the great
true
stream
of the drunkard. That's why the drunkard's a spiritual
blood of Christ that has the power.
The man who is
free
intoxicated
sinner
with
the
world
power of sin
doesn't pray either.
Make him new.
That's clear.
When the text says
in
to
the
him,
Old
behold,
laws,
the end of all things is at
leprosy
hand.
In Leviticus chapter 14, which is one of the chapters
says,
that
no
deals with leprosy, the purifying
come, Lord
of
Jesus,
the
but not yet
is accompanied by sacrifices.
He's drunk.
Furthermore,
and
that is
pray
clear from the number of times that Naaman had to dip
what
in the Jordan River. Seven.
For that man.
That is the covenant number, and that is also the number of times
of
that
the
leper had to be sprinkled
the
with
end
the blood of the sacrifice that would cleanse him from his leprosy.
God will tear down the scaffolding.
Christ
will tear down every man and every life that is built on it.
Christ of the covenant.
And he will bring every man
Christ whose blood
confirms the covenant
into judgment.
Is the Christ whose blood
that's the other
cleanses
thing about insanity.
The sinner
from
insanity
sin
is a plea that's entered
in order
in
to
New
escape
Testament
moral responsibility.
Saving work of Christ is presented
there
as
will be
no plea of insanity.
The blood of Christ, says the Apostle John, cleanseth us.
Behold
from
then,
all
the end of all
sin
things is at hand.
Be ye
sober.
John sees Jesus
and
Christ in a vision
unto prayer.
As him who loved us,
that phrase is a single entity,
washed us
you
in his own blood.
It it's
all
connected
our sin.
Be sober and watch unto prayer.
This
really the fundamental
miracle
idea of that to you and me tonight, the proper
corrupted
attitude that the Spirit imparts upon us.
Life-destroying
right
the
power
nearness
of
the
end is prayer.
Is overcome
pray
by the blood of the Lamb.
Prayer is heavenly.
It's Christ. Prayer is the entrance.
Cleanses
us, child of God, into the very presence of God.
He did that ultimately at the cross.
That's where His blood was
shed. The text
says
pray. The text is talking about praying.
That is the actual activity of praying, but the text is talking about
sin.
The whole attitude of the life of the child of God
perfect forever.
Is to be lived here in
that
prayer.
Cross,
that is,
the elect of God were sprinkled by that blood.
And as a stranger,
that they were freed from sin's power.
It's not much
sin's
of a
dominion.
Sad announcement.
Sin's guilt.
For the man who had a tent on the lawn.
And that blood of the cross.
That the scaffolding is coming down.
The blood of Christ.
The house
the Holy
is ready
Spirit
to be inhabited.
Uses as the power
what joy
to regenerate a man.
What glory.
Cleanse that man
he
from his original sin in Adam and all his actual
he can enter
sin.
Into Father's house of many
from
men.
The rolling power of sin and from the corrupting
all the end is at hand. He says, hallelujah.
The destructive power of sin in his life. The power of
he's
the blood of Christ.
And watch
that renews his heart. Makes him a new man.
It's a
prayer
woman,
of a pilgrim in a stranger.
Places that heart into the power of the ruling grace of
it's
God.
A prayer for forgiveness.
The blood of Christ,
whereby Christ continually
washes the sinner
from his sin all his life long, daily.
It's a prayer that is made too about earthly things.
Christ,
because we have to live now
cleanses.
On scaffolding,
in a
by the only power
that's able to
it's
save.
It's a prayer
from sin.
That casts
the, blood
the burden of those earthly
of
things
cross.
Upon the Lord,
because He knows we
he
have
does
need
that.
By
it's
faith.
A prayer for the glory of God's name. It's a prayer for the
question
coming
is,
of God's kingdom. It's a prayer for the accomplishment of the eternal purpose and will of God.
That the cleansing power,
it's a prayer
of the blood of Christ
that
comes
expresses
into the
heart
and
longing
of the sinner.
And desire of the child of God.
The answer is faith
for the coming of perfection.
For deliverance
from this
holy.
Body of death and from this world
by
of
faith.
Sin. It's a prayer that is justified
by
faith. You're
sanctified by
faith. Prayer
faith.
That Jesus taught us. Faith is evident in the text.
How can you and I
Naaman
pray?
Had the beginning of faith.
The attitude of longing.
Before he ever went
home,
into the water.
Home. If we too are insanely rushing up and down
the
scaffold.
The text.
With our load of bricks.
With the incident with
to
his
build
parents.
Our house on that scaffold. They say to Naaman, or if we're drunk, if he had asked it,
whether
that
great
be
thing,
drunk
would thou not
like
have done?
The world with drugs and alcohol, or drunk
that isn't
on
the
kind,
things
that
of
the
world.
Pragmatism
the world
on their
intoxicates
part.
Us.
But Naaman turned.
Not able to judge rightly
that the end is near.
Man never turns apart from faith.
Be sober.
And Naaman
dipped
seven times.
Do not laugh.
Man doesn't dip
seven times.
Watch.
Apart from faith.
He believed.
Watch because the world will seduce
word.
You. And me.
Christ
the
cleanses
flesh.
The sinner from
with
his
its
sins.
Goals.
By
faith.
Life.
It's satisfaction.
Faith that believes the word of God.
Comfort.
That the blood of Christ
watch.
Is the power
because
to cleanse from sin.
Like a roaring
faith
lion.
That hears the word of God, go and
kindness.
Wash and be clean. Faith
goes about seeking.
And it's by and that faith that the sinner is cleansed. Apart from faith, that sinner is not cleansed.
And watch unto prayer.
This prayer. You know your sin.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.
Your original sin in Adam and your own
prayer.
Actual sins. Do you long to be delivered from the guilt
Father
of that sin
heaven,
and from the power and dominion of that sin.
Holy word.
Go and wash and be clean.
Press us.
Blood of Christ.
With the end of this world and its nearness.
Cleanse you from all sin.
And make us sober that we may watch unto prayer.
And that blood.
And come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.
That blood
Amen.
Cleanses
through the means of the preaching. Naaman was not cleansed. Apart from coming to the land of Israel, which is the church, that's the church. The preaching takes place in the church, not on street corners.
he came to the church. And there in the church, he heard the prophet speak the word of God, go and wash and be clean. And it was the power of that word, preaching, as the chosen instrument of God, that was the instrument according to which Naaman was clean. The text says that. He was cleansed by the waters of the Jordan River according to the saying of the man of God. We are cleansed from our sin only in the church through the preaching of the Word. That's why outside the church there is no salvation. That is an axiom. It may not be doubted. Any doubt about that is an assault, direct assault upon the power of the preaching of the Word as the God-ordained means for our salvation. A salvation from the corrupting power of sin. There's nothing wrong with saying we're saved by the preaching. The text says that he was saved according to the word of the man of God. And the same doubt that, which is unbelief, that characterized Naaman with regard to that God-ordained means is always present in the church. When trouble comes into our life because of sin, then we may insist that the world's highly trained counselors are better equipped to help me and surely better than the poorly trained minister and the poorly trained elders who can only apply to me the Word of God. What good is that for my problem? That's unbelief, pure and simple. Naaman was cleansed from leprosy and from sin according to the saying of the man of God. Our help, our salvation from sin and all the problems that sin brings into our life comes by means of the preaching of the Word. It isn't in the world. It isn't with the world's psychiatrists. It is not with the world's psychologists. It's not with the world's doctors or scientists. It's not in their institutions. Can't not be bought either. Cannot be discovered by man. It's the blood of Christ. It comes powerfully through the preaching of the gospel. It's in the church by the preaching of the word. God will save us and our children from our sin. And any attempt to weaken the gospel and its preaching, to blunt it, silence it, or minimize it, there also the church will be full of sickness, weakness, and death. Our cleansing comes by the Word. And that word always says to us, go and wash and be clean. And that word is a gracious word. The grace of Naaman's cleansing is lovely in the text. A grace evident in the particularity of the cleansing
There were many lepers in Israel, and there was only one cleansed. Naaman the Syrian. Because God loved Naaman. And He didn't love those other lepers. God loved him. God controlled all the circumstances of his life, just like God controlled all his victories. God lifted him up. It was by His hand that God gave the Syrian armies victories over the nation of Israel. God made him great, and God brought him down in a single moment by a mighty stroke of His hand in order that He might lift him up with salvation freely given. The graciousness is evident. And that God didn't heal his friend, he healed his enemy. The man who waged war on him and on his kingdom and on his nation and on his people, who hated him and enslaved his own people, God healed that man. That is grace. The graciousness of it is evident in the text. By the incident with Naaman and Gehazi. Naaman wanted to pay for his cleansing. He couldn't pay. Elisha swore an oath because the name of God, the God who cleansed Naaman, is not a God who respects persons. He isn't a God who can be bought, who can be paid back for his salvation. He could not take the money without denying the name of God. And Gehazi was struck down with the leprosy of Naaman because Gehazi was a proponent of works righteousness. Gehazi thought that Syrian should have paid for his cleansing. He didn't believe in the God who was the God of grace and who saves from sin and leprosy freely by His grace without any works of man, without any payment from man, who cannot be paid back. The leprosy of Naaman clung to him and all his seed and still clings to them to this day. Cursed is the man, cursed with death, now and in eternity, who teaches that sinners are saved by their works. God, by His grace, a grace shown to His enemies and a grace freely given, cleansed Naaman from his sin. And that means was a simple means. Go and wash and be clean. What could be simpler than that? Man is cleansed by a simple means. It's not difficult. Sometimes we want to make it difficult. We have a particular sin in our life, a deep or dark desire in our hearts. We have a constant trouble from sin in our life. And we go from counselor to counselor to counselor. We seek out the finest and the best doctors. We spend huge amounts of money for the finest evaluations that man can give. There's a marriage problem, and the solution is a long series of classes to those who know full well how to live in marriage. There's a fathering problem, and the solution is a long series of classes to those who know full well what a father is supposed to do. Man will never repent to go and wash, to be clean. We need to go and wash in our sins and in our troubles from sins. The means is simple. Repent. Go and wash and be clean.
Man doesn't want to do that. And only the grace of God will make a man do that. Because the means is also a humbling means. Naaman was proud. That was his problem. He showed up with all his pomp and all his money and all his power and all his greatness. And Elisha dismisses it. Doesn't even show up to greet the man. All the actions were calculated to expose his pride and to humble him. Human pride stands in the way. The means is simple. Man will not have that means. The means that comes to us in the way of a pride-crushing repentance. A means that comes to us in the way of a flesh-killing daily conversion. A means that comes to us in a turning from our sin and the admission that we were wrong. And the asking of forgiveness and the saying that I am sorry. It's only in that way that we go and wash and are cleansed from sin. And when we do, the contrast and the fruit is immediate. What a changed man was that proud Syrian, that idol-worshipping Syrian. Behold, he says, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. What a changed man was that man who used to worship Rimmon but now is disturbed when he has to go into Rimmon and his master has to lean upon his arm and he may bow down to Rimmon too. And what freedom the gospel gives to him when the gospel says, go in peace. That's the freedom of the gospel. The freedom of the believer to be in the world and yet not be of the world. The freedom of the believer even to go into the temple of the idol. As the apostle says, not offend because the idol is nothing. The change that is expressed in the proper worship. Forsaking the idol worship. And turning unto the living God, he asks for 2 mules burdened worth of dirt so he can build an altar to Jehovah his God and the first fruits of the Gentiles. Is that changed? Cleansed Syrian. That's the word. That was a word to Israel and her apostasy. The cutting off of Israel. God would graft in the Gentiles. And we now, in our generations, are the fruit of God's saving work of cleansing Naaman the Syrian. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word. Apply it to our hearts. Cleanse us, O God. Turn us from our sin to the living God. Free us from our guilt. Make us clean. For Jesus' sake. Amen.